I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. More than 120 people in northern India were killed in a stampede when a crowd at a religious gathering rushed to leave a makeshift tent. AP correspondent Charles A. Ledesma reports.
The crush in a village in Hathras district of Uttar Pradesh state. Local media reports the stampede occurred as attendees rushed to leave following an event with a religious leader named Bol Baba. Attendee Shukantala Devi tells the Press Trust of India, people started falling one upon another. Those who were crushed died, and the crowd at the event was huge. Initial reports suggest that over 15,000 people had gathered for the event, which had permission to host just 5,000. Police said overcrowding may have been a factor. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Officials with U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday he will launch a public events blitz to push back against pressure on him to leave the race after last week's disastrous debate. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells MSNBC asking about the president's halting performance is legitimate.
To say, is this an episode or is this a condition?
At the White House.
He had a cold and a bad night.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre spent nearly an hour fielding questions about the president's performance and mental state.
I'm not going to discount what the American people see or feel.
He will meet this week with Democratic lawmakers and governors, do a network TV interview, visit two states, and hold a press conference.
We want to turn the page on this.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money case has been postponed until at least September 18th. The judge agreed Tuesday to put it off while weighing the possible impact of new Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. This is VOA News. Residents of Kingston, Jamaica's capital, were preparing diligently as Hurricane Beryl approached. By Tuesday evening, supplies had dwindled, gas stations were packed with vehicles, and residents had been busy boarding up windows in anticipation of the storm's arrival.
We're worrying about the storm, Jamaica. We don't know. It's Category 5 and Jamaica. People are worried everywhere. Shopping and all, beer people are buying things, isn't it? So
Kingston inhabitants are accustomed to hurricanes, but the severity of this storm has heightened concerns.
Some of us are scared because from Gilbert, you know, we experienced Gilbert so much years ago. Well, this one is more dangerous than the one before. But this one, I'm not scared because I'm used to them and I've been through many.
Hurricane Beryl barreled towards Jamaica as a powerful Category 4 storm on Tuesday after battering smaller islands in the eastern Caribbean. Scientists attribute the storm's rapid strengthening to human-caused climate change. Israeli forces bombarded several areas of the southern Gaza Strip on Tuesday, and thousands of Palestinians fled their homes in what could be part of a final push of Israel's intensive military operations in 9 months of war. Israel's leaders have said they were winding down the phase of intense fighting against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group that has governed Gaza since 2007 and would soon shift more targeted operations.
Welcome to the Prime Minister.
President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban on his first visit to Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion. Orban said that the war is Europe's most important issue and recommended a ceasefire. Orban is widely seen as having the warmest relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin among European Union leaders. His visit is a rare gesture in a tumultuous relationship with Ukraine. Taiwan says China ordered Taiwan's Coast Guard against interfering in the detention of a Taiwanese fishing boat in what is seen as an increasing Chinese attempt to encroach on Taiwanese territory. Taiwan's Coast Guard also repeated its call for the release of the boat and its crew, who were taken from waters off the Taiwanese-controlled island of Kinmen on Tuesday night. Russia's President Vladimir Putin arrived in Kazakhstan on Wednesday for regional security and defense talks, the Kremlin said, as well as a series of bilateral meetings, including those with Chinese and Turkish leaders. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.